again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to serve the Lord our God. It's a blessing to know that you have a friend like Jesus who loves you, who cares for you, who watches out for you. Many times in life, people don't know that they have help, present help. Jesus is our present help in time of need, not just our Savior. Everybody need to make him their Savior and Lord, and then they will learn that he is a present help, and he can guide you in all truth. Now, some people are living according to the counsel of God. They're living according to his word because they received his word and they do it, and he will help you do his word so that he can bless you in every way of life. God wants your life to be blessed and full of laughter. And that makes some people angry because they don't feel like their life is blessed and full of laughter. But it's not, as the world will take all that away from you. Doing things according to the wicked things of the world, that will cause misery in your life. All the pleasure and the things that people use to satisfy themselves, it will cause misery in your life. It's something to be ashamed of. When you're doing something wrong against somebody else, it's something to be ashamed of. And that's why people hide their darkness. That's why people don't come to the light. You know, it's important to, if you get to decide whether you do things God's way or the way everybody else is doing, which is the world system. You get to choose which way you're going to go. And God will help you if you choose his way. And Satan will help you choose his way. But he's not helping you. He's trapping you. Satan don't come to bless your life. He comes to destroy it. Now, if a person get on drugs, for instance, if they get on crack cocaine or any kind of opioids or anything that's wrong, they're trapped. They enter into a trap. And the day is going to come, they're going to wish that they didn't have that addiction. The pleasure that they get from the drug, it don't outweigh the misery that it's going to cause their life. And it's a trap. It's slow death. So he came to kill you with slow death. Same thing with homosexuality, fornication, adultery. He came to kill you. Those things take you, they're going to cause your life to enter judgment. And it's hastening your death. It's making your death, the day of your death, to speed up. That's what the enemy come to do. But he don't tell you he like a crooked lawyer. There's a contract and then there's fine print. Anybody that use fine print, they got something they want to hide. And you have to get another lawyer to read that fine print and determine it so that it won't be a legal document against you later. So Satan, he hide the things that's gonna kill you. And then he glamorized the pleasure side of sin. But the slow death misery, he hide that away from you. But Jesus, he didn't come. See, people say, well, you're just judging me. You're judging what I do. You're already judged. If you're in sin, you're already judged. Jesus came to help you, to break you out of that satanic jail. He wants you free from all the works of darkness. And you can't just, some people try to ask Jesus to save them, but they don't reject the evil things of the world. You know, Jesus paid a high price to get us out of darkness. Don't go back and play with darkness. Don't choose to go back to it. Learn to operate according to the love of God, and you'll lose your desire for all forms of darkness. And I'm saying that not just from the word, but from the word and also from experience. I tried to live right by mechanical efforts, trying to just not do wrong. I tried doing that, and that's a miserable way to live. It's better than doing wrong, but I found a better way to do it. Fill your heart with the word of God, you'll have strength. Fill your heart with the love of God, and love people, love everybody, and don't hate anybody. And you and your desire to do wrong will diminish, and it'll be out of your life. You won't want to do the wrong things. I asked the Lord to teach me how to desire what's right only. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. Everything that was a problem, I went to the Lord and asked questions, and I got answers. He showed me things I looked over in the Word, and it works. The hard way is to try not to sin all day. The easy way is to just receive God's Word and love everybody. Love God. If you love God, you'll love man. If you love people, you don't want to do them wrong. And you see things the way God does. Now, that was when you're coming out of darkness, it's always a challenge. And that was a man that came to Jesus by night, because he happened to be a Pharisee. And this is St. John chapter 3. That was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now he came to him by night because the Pharisees didn't like Jesus. But he wanted to meet him. So Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He won't see it. He won't understand it. The kingdom of God is here, but he'll be out of the loop unless he's born again. Now we're going to keep going. Verse 4. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. He's not talking about that. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He's talking about a spiritual life, a spiritual condition paid for by the blood of Jesus. Continuing, verse 7 says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, Jesus is telling Nicodemus, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, where it wants to, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. See, a person that's born of the Spirit, you can't tell unless they reveal it, unless they say, give their testimony or say something about the Lord. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. See, when people say what God has done to help them, like I did a few minutes ago, I experienced not knowing how to please God like he wants me to. I experienced desiring to do God's will, but being tempted by the world in every way you can imagine. But I said, Lord, I asked for help. I remember when I tried not to sin all day. That was a miserable way to live. But I said, there's got to be a better way to do this. I said, Lord, how do I do it? And the short version is, he taught me to love God and love man and all the evil things that you could be tempted with. Lust, pride, greed, all these things that you could be tempted with. You with the love of God, you push it out of the way. You don't want to do those things. And you're built up by the word of God. You have the strength to say, no, I don't want that. And it's not a problem, because you want something greater. See, when you have a strong desire to love God, I learned these things by revelation. When you study the Word, when it's revelation to you, you see it as it is. And you say, oh, you see things you didn't see before. You'll say, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see it that way. Now you do. Now, if you study the Word, it's going to happen for you. If you ask the Lord, anything that you need, God got it. He knows how to relate His Word to you. Be faithful studying His Word. Be faithful doing His Word. And act on it. And you can't overcome evil with evil. You can only overcome evil with good. Don't forget that. Satan is wrong. The world system is wrong. Everyday people that you love, most people are wrong. If they're not talking about what Jesus did and the things of God, they are wrong. So you can't depend on man and what he think is right. You have to go with the Word of God. Okay, continuing. He said, verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? See, the introduction has to be done. If you get on board by your faith, you got to believe on Jesus, that his blood washed away your sin, that he forgave you, that he loves you. He's going to help you. And if you're going back and forth, you're like a toddler trying to walk and you fall. Keep on looking at Jesus. Don't look at the problem. Look at Jesus. Always look at him. Regard what his word said. And ask God to help you. And you're going to find out you're really not alone. Okay, verse 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he was lifted up on the cross and paid for your resurrection. He paid for your sin. He paid for your doom. And he gave you his life. And he resurrected and justified you. Verse 15, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then he said, verse 16, everybody's knowledgeable verse, hopefully favorite verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that's the desire of God. That's where we come in. We believe on Jesus, and we're saved from our sin. We're saved, which also we're saved from the wrath of God because we sin. God forgets your sin. He gives you mercy and grace instead of destruction. And I thank God for it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com, and everything is free. And this broadcast is longer than the 15-minute radio broadcast on newlivingletters.com. It's free. Audio 6 page is today's date. Okay, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I told you, people are already judged. We're trying to get you out of the judgment process into grace. We're trying to break you out of Satan's jail. Jesus is trying to break you out of Satan's jail. I'm read 18 again. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Your deeds can be changed, but your future cannot if you stay in darkness. Let Jesus break you out of jail and live forever. He that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And this is what the Lord wants, he wants you to be honest with him. Lord, I need your help. That's where you're going to get some help. Lord, I need you. I need help. That's when things are going to change. That's when you're going to learn something. That's when you're going to begin to grow and develop in life. Elder Lewis, my pastor years ago, he said, he had a message I'll never forget. He said, get down to business with God, and God will get down to business with you. Now, when you follow God, and you do his word, and you seek him with the intent to do his word, he's not going to ignore you. He's going to help you. You're going to know real quick that he's with you. And don't look at the miserable things that have held you down for so long. Don't look at how you fail. Look at Jesus. If you failed yesterday and you were trying to do right the day before, don't look at that. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. If you fail, your faith isn't finished. He will help you finish it. He will help you go forward. If you're in the waiting duration, you're in faith, but it's a process. He's going to help you finish. You're going to have the outcome you greatly desire. And I know these things. A person that has experienced these things can tell you this. All of us are here, and God gave us glorious purpose. We have to follow him. We have to go forward in life and not drown and suffer according to this world, the miserable ways of this world. God did not create Satan to be Satan. He made an angel called Lucifer, which rebelled against God and started the sin process. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And also, Jesus so loved the world that he obeyed the Father and died in your place. You don't have to die now. You don't have to face judgment. And don't try to secret say, well, I'm going to get saved later. I'm just going to play with the world. The world will seduce you and you'll be dead. If you're breathing right now and you heard this word, get out of the world now while you can before Jesus comes back. Don't play Russian roulette with life. And don't let anybody talk you out of life. Now, this is a basic message. Those who love the word and you've been in the word, you hear a message like this. When a basic message like this is going forward, pray for the people that have ears to hear. See, the Holy Spirit is doing a last day work. We got to share the Holy Spirit. Some people want more knowledge and more wisdom and more understanding. They already made the choice for Jesus. But we got a lot of brothers and sisters out there that's struggling. So when you hear a message like this, ask the Lord to use it. Because we all have cousins and families and friends that need to know it. And when you pray for others, it helps God help you and the people you love as well. And we want everybody possible to enter in. Nobody needs to be left here serving Satan. And then turn around, God got to judge him for it. God don't want to have to judge you for what you did. He want to forgive you and forget about it. And he want to help you live. See, why would God have such mercy and grace on us? He knows for a fact that man is no match for sin. And he also knows that sin is no match for God. If you're in sin, you're outclassed. You're outwitted from the inside out. Your hope is gone. If you stick with sin, you don't have hope. The only thing you're going to get is what you can muster in this life. Who else you can deceive and who else you can get on board with whatever you're doing. And that's going to make your judgment day come faster. Every time you sin, you're taking time off your life. You're making your life much more miserable. And you're causing memories that's going to be much more miserable. But if you start doing things God's way, he'll help you spring the trap. You get Jesus involved, Jesus springs the trap. You walk out. You have to choose to live according to God's word. And also, you have to choose to eject Satan's darkness. We don't just receive the light. We reject darkness and we eject darkness. We reject it. We reject it when it comes against us. And anything that's not of God in our heart and in our mind and in our body, we eject that. We get rid of it. That's called repenting. You turn from the wicked way. Now, it's not. What if some people try to believe on Jesus and get saved without rejecting darkness? Now they're living in a stalemate. You know, the church at Laodicea, Jesus said, "If you don't get," he said, "I wish you'll be hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out." So they're not going to make it. But those who are sincere will make it. Those who are insincere will not make it. You can't have a divided heart, loving the world and loving what's right. One is going to outweigh the other. So, but the easy way to do it is to love God and keep His commandments. Love God and do His will. To those that have never believed on Jesus, you don't have a reference for any of this. But you detect that there's truth in it. And you may have seen and known people that lived the life of God and it was amazing. But for yourself, you don't have a reference for it. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, you have an internal reference for life because you experience it. And you have hope for it for once. And you have a destiny now. And as you enter into it, you get strong. You say, "Man, I was missing out on so much." Now you see. Because you're born again. See, when you're born again, you see. When you're not born again, you can't see. You're just going to have to take our word for it. You're going to have to take God's word for it. You're going to have to take His word at face value. And then you'll see. Then you'll know. And some people are walking around enjoying the presence of God full time. And they love God. They keep His commandments. And you say, how do they do that? They have life on the inside of them. They see what they did. Their eyes are in their head. They can tell. They know what's right and they know what's wrong. But then there are those who try to do it the world's way.